This is Ethically Speaking.
It's natural for us to have feelings of loyalty toward our family and friends, but ethics requires us to be fair to everyone. Is this a conflict?
Well, it depends on the situation. It's fine for us to buy our own children clothes and food and not do the same for the kids down the street. But if it happens that you're also a teacher or a referee, it's then ethically required that you treat your child just as you do every other kid in the classroom or on the team.
So the difference is the relationship between your responsibility and your special position and power. A parent has special parenting responsibility toward her children only. A teacher has special teaching responsibilities, but she has the same teaching responsibility toward every child in her classroom.
Yet every teacher has had the experience of personally liking some students more than others, but they have to put those feelings aside when it comes to trying equally hard to teach every child and when it comes to evaluating every child's performance.
So sometimes special preferences are appropriate, and sometimes duty requires you to treat everyone the same. That is, duty may require fairness above interests of loyalty.
In addition, we have to pay attention to the ethically important idea of quantity. It's important that we care for our own children, but not that we bathe them in luxury while ignoring the needs of others in our family and in our community. We have ethical obligations both to care for our own and to care for others, too.
When have you had trouble reconciling loyalty with fairness? Give us the facts at ethicallyspeaking.org.
I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott. Ethically Speaking is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.